Kenya's presidential race has come down to two main competitors. Uhuru Kenyatta, the son of Kenya's first president who represents the Jubilee Coalition, and Raila Odinga, the current prime minister ahead of the Cord Alliance. The two candidates have drawn huge crowds as they cross the country seeking votes. Some of their most vocal supporters gather on a street corner in Nairobi in a so-called People's Parliament. Kenyans meet here daily to argue politics and to try to convince each other to change their views. Cord supporter Omukoko Shitandi.
Every Kenyan can agree with me that Raila Odinga, politically, he was the brainchild of the struggle for multi-party in Kenya. And socially, he has been the champion of the struggle for the rights of both the poor and the rich in Kenya.
Jubilee supporters like Patrick Matho are unconvinced.
There's a lot of unemployment in Kenya, but we believe that in the Jubilee, the way we've read the manifesto, and the way they have put some funds aside for the youth and the women, I think it's the right party.
Yet Jubilee supporters are defensive about the International Criminal Court charges against Mr. Kenyatta for his alleged role in the violence that followed the last election in 2007. Western diplomats have suggested a Kenyatta presidency could weaken ties between the international community and Kenya. But Professor Joshua Kavuva of the University of Nairobi says the charges have actually helped to unite Mr. Kenyatta's base.
Without the ICC, the Jubilee would not exist. Uhuru Kenyatta would not even be a factor in this. He was a nobody without the ICC.
Supporters from both parties acknowledge that tribalism dominates Kenyan politics. Mr. Odinga, who is part of the Luo tribe, is relying on votes from his supporters in the western part of the country. Mr. Kenyatta depends on the Kikuyu tribal vote in central Kenya. But Professor Kavuva says the role of tribe is largely misunderstood.
Actually, Kenya has never had tribal politics. That is the biggest misnomer that has been perpetuated all the time. Kenyans vote very much on ideological basis. It's only that ideology and tribe converge.
Other candidates have tried to change the political conversation this year. Peter Kenneth ran on a campaign that rejected tribalism and tried to court Kenyans from across ethnic lines. While he has been popular on the campaign trail, he has ranked near the bottom in recent polls.
Nobody wants a repeat of the violence that killed more than 1,100 people following the last disputed election in 2007. But Monday's vote is looking to be incredibly close, with the two leading candidates separated by only a couple of percentage points in recent opinion polls. Politicians have already started trading accusations of vote rigging, raising tensions, and the possibility that the results could again be disputed. Gabe Joselo, VOA News, Nairobi.